This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What is today? Today's Wednesday, right?
Yes,
lose track
day.
Of where we are. Yes, hump day. Our inspirational thought for the day today, ladies. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. What do you think? That almost sounds like a minister would say something like that, right? Who do you think said that?
That's
no idea.
Doug Steffen did say it, repeating the words of Cesar Chavez, who was not one of my favorite people in life, but he was an inspiration for sure to farm workers. But I thought that was, you know, you get an idea of a person and you think this is who that person is or what they're all about. I thought looking at that, that's a fabulous thought. From a guy who wasn't very popular in many circles, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have good thoughts or wouldn't be inspiring. Grant me courage to serve others, for in service there is true life. And that is true in my mind. Frankly, I believe we're all here to help. That's why we exist. We exist to help. And maybe that's something, it's a higher calling, but it doesn't have to be a high calling. It just is an attitude as much as anything else. All right, so Jennifer. I'm not sure that we've been talking off and on about the couple that was charged in the road rage shooting that six-year-old boy in Los Angeles. What actually is going to happen to them? They were in jail. Yeah, I mean, they were in court yesterday, weren't they?
They were arraigned. Yeah, yesterday they were arraigned. And it was unclear what charges the DA was going to throw at them because there were two people involved, one of them driving the car. We didn't know how involved she happened to be. We know that they are in a lot of trouble, particularly the guy, Marcus Anthony Ariz, 24 years old. He was being held on $1 million bail. They set it at $2 million bail. The 23-year-old, I thought it was Winley. It's Winnie Lee. She is being held now on $500,000 bail, originally set at $1 million. And if you missed the story, the mother, Joanne, was driving her son, Aiden Leos, to school, 6 years old, sitting in the back. Someone cut her off. She flipped them off, and the car went around behind her and shot into the vehicle, into her vehicle, and the bullet ricocheted and hit her son, killed him. And I went down this rabbit hole of looking at this guy's social media account, and in some ways it looked like a normal 20-something. He did have a lot of gun stuff. He was a fabricator, so he had a lot of car stuff. He talked about being lonely and depressed. Clearly none of that is an excuse for what he did, but he's been charged with murder, not first degree, but murder, and also just charging a weapon into a moving vehicle. She's been charged with accessory to a murder after the fact. She's been charged with harboring a suspect and trying to hide a gun.
Angry.
Yeah.
It took them
2.5 weeks to find these people. And I guess the way they finally did is they were able to get it took a while to get an image of the driver of the license plate on the car. Once they were able to do that, then they were kind of tracking these two and figuring out how they were commuting and if they could place them at that on the 55 freeway at the right time. And that's how they were able to get them. So yeah, it took a little while, but at least they're in custody now.
All right, tell me if I'm wrong in my attitude toward Kamala Harris. I just, whenever I see her name, whenever I look at some of the things she's supposed to be doing or is involved in, I just shut it out. I just tune it off. She's, for me, almost a non-person. I find her annoying, self-serving. There's nothing about her that's changed in my mind. Am I being fair or unfair to her?
Well, I mean, everybody feels the way they feel about politicians. I'm more concerned about the policies that she's implementing. She had a really, what was the name of that kid's book? A Very Horrible, Terrible, Bad Day. She had a bad trip to Central America, to Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She started out, we talked about it, the plane trouble. She gets to Guatemala. She's met by people that have banners up that say Trump won, and they were kind of yelling and screaming at her. The Guatemalan president kind of embarrasses her and says, if you want to know the root cause of migration, it's you. You told people to come here, or to come to the United States. And so it's your rhetoric, and you need to change it. So then she gets behind a podium and tells people not to come. Then she flies off to Mexico. She does this interview with Lester Holt that aired on the Today Show. When he asked her about going to the border, she laughed about it and said, I don't understand your question. And then she was asked again by reporters about it when she was in Mexico after meeting with the president, when she was going to go to the border. And she said, I've been to the border. Well, people remember that about a year ago at this, well, 2 years ago, actually, in 2019, she, as a senator, said, I have to go to the border to see it for myself, when it was Trump sitting in the White House. And now she doesn't want to go as the vice president when there's a real problem happening that is not going away and it's not slowing down. So, you know, I don't know that she
she's
did herself any good.
Political
and she's also ticked off her own party. So it's not just Republican critics. She's got people in the Democrat Party who think if they're more moderate that she's not doing enough at the border. And then you have the squad and AOC who say, I can't believe she came out to a podium and said not to come. That's not what we think. We think it's perfectly legal for people to come here.
Well, it's legal, but how intelligent is it? Why would you want to encourage? I mean, in that case, I thought she said the right thing. Don't come. Because we don't have services for you. We don't have an opportunity for you.
Well, it's dangerous, too. I mean, look at
the human trafficking
and the sexual assault and the kidnapping and the ransom. I mean, it's just, you literally take your life in your hands.
And
it's
this is
horrible.
You know, and the sad thing is, this is government-sanctioned rape, abuse, trafficking, because they told people to do this. So they're standing by while girls are getting raped in the desert, and it's now that
pretty
they say, don't come.
No. All right. The FBI has identified the passenger. Was he an Angelian that tried to break into the cockpit on that flight the other day from LAX to Nashville? Was he an Angelian?
Yeah, he was from California. He is being held in New Mexico. This is a strange story. It was a flight from L.A. to New Mexico, I guess, after the first drink service.
No, it was a flight to Nashville.
What did I say?
They went to Albuquerque.
New Mexico. Oh, no, I meant to say Nashville. They had to make an emergency landing in New Mexico. Sorry, I misspoke. And so it was after the first drink service when the flight attendants were collecting trash that he went up to the cockpit door and started banging on it, trying to get in. I guess the flight crew really jumped into
action. Imagine if you're the pilot. They
or
communicate on the phone.
Yeah, or any of the passengers.
Yeah. Right.
Do they know what happened? Because they said that he wasn't under, there were no drugs or alcohol. He wasn't served. Was it like a fear of flying? He was pounding on the door saying they needed to land the plane.
Gotta stop. Right.
Was that because he was afraid to be in the plane? Was it about him and his... Wow.
He ended up zip-tied. I mean, one of the, I guess, the happy ending of this story is how quickly the flight crew acted and that they had resources to neutralize this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Speaking of neutralizing, the sheriff of L.A. County, Mr. Villanueva, has said he's going to clean the beaches up by the 4th of July. Good luck, pal.
No, hey, at least he's saying something. I've got to say, I did not vote for the sheriff. I am so on board with what he's talking about. He was talking about the difference in
where are they gonna
homeless
go,
population.
Though? Where are they going? What are
it's
they
not
gonna
the
do
problem. The problem is that in Santa Monica, the beaches are clear, but in Venice, they are not. And that's because they're being allowed to set up shop in Venice. If we start enforcing and kicking the people off the beach, then they're going to have to figure something else out. And so that's what the sheriff is saying.
There isn't one politician as liberal as they are in Santa Monica that wants one homeless person on the beach.
Well,
all
I'm all over
kill.
The sheriff. I love him. He's a Democrat.
No,
I didn't
too.
Vote for him. But he's really he's done pretty well so far.
Yeah, right. It just... you have no idea what it's like unless you're there. I mean, I told you the story of me being accosted in Venice. I will never, ever. I owned a house there once. I've rented a place there. Never again. I just, because they encourage it. Venice just kind of says, okay, yeah, come on. It's like us with the homeless, I mean, with the immigrants. Come on up. Yeah, we'll take care of you. No. Sorry. All right, so what about the situation with Biden and infrastructure, that conversation sort of has gone down a different road than what most people thought it was going to, Jennifer, didn't it? Or hasn't it?
Yeah, he was negotiating with Republicans. Senator Capito was the one who was negotiating for Republicans. And all of a sudden, Biden kind of got up and left. And she was sitting there going, okay, I guess we don't have a deal. Then she found out that he, Biden, and Kyrsten Sinema, Rob Portman, Senator Cassidy, they had all been working on kind of on the side, trying to come together with some sort of an agreement that would be more, I guess, favorable towards the Biden administration. So infrastructure is still out. Probably, I think the story that got traction online a lot yesterday with Biden is about his son, Hunter, who has an N-word scandal floating about. One of the emails, a couple of the emails actually revealed from his laptop came out yesterday. And I guess
how long ago, Jennifer?
This was 2018. So it was an exchange in 2018 where he was going back and forth with his friend and attorney.
How do you find stuff like this?
Because the FBI is investigating him on his laptop.
But they took his laptop?
Yeah, remember the laptop? It was turned in.
So
he forgot to pick
did somebody in the FBI leak this? Is that how this gets out?
Yes, it was a leaked story.
So what are these
apparently people? He called his attorney, who's white, the N-word in some weird text conversations back and forth in late 2018 and early 2019. He said, because you're N-word, you better not be charging me Hennessy rates. I don't know.
A, why would you use that? And B, why? What's to be gained by releasing that?
Well, it's all politics.
It looks bad. I mean, he looks really stupid.
Yeah. No,
well, especially after Tulsa, and I mean, again, you play the game. If this were Donald Trump Jr., what would people say if he had emails with the N-word on it? I mean, he'd be hung up already by a tree. So let me go back
to Trump's Lara. Is it Lara? What's the daughter? The daughter-in-law's name?
Lara Trump. Yeah.
Is she still married to Eric?
Yeah.
She is. Okay. Why did I think he got divorced? Did one
Don
of them
Jr.
get divorced?
Got divorced.
Don Jr. got divorced.
A few years ago, though.
And he's now with that woman that was a TV person, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Because they just bought a couple of houses down in Admiral's Cove in Jupiter, and they're going to tear them down and put up one big one. They're on, like at the end of the street of a friend who lives down there, and there were two houses. They're pretty good size.
Despite the news that you gave us that the Trump kids want nothing to do with the dad, and they're moving to Florida to calm down what?
I was asking whether that was the case. I don't know that I made a definitive statement after all. Sometimes you take me out of context, Jennifer. I know that it's, I find that hard to believe. 18
like
after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At the hour now on the DJB program, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here, the continuing focus on our contest. All right, so let's have the bottom line here as to the number of pictures. Again, some really good pictures. So if you have a good picture of yourself and you want to be entitled, if you will, is entitled the right word? Eligible, probably
eligible,
better, Jay,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's at stake here? What's going on?
Post a photo of the dad, father figure in your life, mom who plays the role of dad. Post a photo to our Facebook page, at DJ V Show, or you can post it to Instagram. Just make sure you tag us, at DJ V Show. And a winner will be drawn at random to win the prize valued at $370.
Why are we doing it at random? Why are we picking the best picture?
We can do whatever you want to do, Doug.
I love how you changed this.
You
on
just
the
let
air
me know.
Like, yeah, I mean.
No, well, I thought we were all going to look at the pictures and decide, like we did last week, what the
well,
best.
How can you judge someone's pic? Yeah, no, it has to be at random.
Really?
Yes, because what's the criteria? Who's the best looking? I mean, like, what's your criteria?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, no, we're not vain and superficial here, so no.
Oh. Okay, excuse me. All right, go ahead. Continue on, please, Jay.
The prize pack is a Works Tools Nitro 40-volt circular saw, as well as the 1,600 per square inch electric pressure washer. And you can get all rules and details as they stand currently, subject to change, on DJVshow.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Don't you love the support I get here, folks? It's fabulous. In a moment, the Friends Reunion Director addresses Black Lives Matter. That's right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world. Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, let's see what's going on. This friend, this is the kind of stuff that sends me into orbit. All right, my two cents is going to come first, Jay, and then you can do whatever needs to be done.
Tell the story first.
Fix.
Don't bury the lead. Put the shovel down.
Go ahead, Jay. Tell the story about the Friends reunion and the diversity. This is so stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's under fire for not having Black co-stars absence. Those people who want to complain about everything. Those critics. Those
why are we even giving
warriors.
Them airtime? Get lost.
Well, there's that's so what much, the director is saying. You know, the cast is the cast. We've already, everybody's acknowledged, you know, the show was pretty whitewashed back then, and there is some regret about that, but we can't go back and change it.
Why?
It still stands
why should there be
time.
Regret? Why?
Well, and the actor who played Ross Geller and why can't I think of his name?
David Schwimmer.
He had even said he'd even push for black love interest for his character, and eventually they did with Aisha Tyler. Where she had that storyline of, you know, she's with Ross, but she was with Joey, but then she kind of liked Ross, and then
but you
she
know what?
Went with Ross.
At some point, it goes
too
far.
And that's fine for back then, but, like, I mean, but now, I mean, the reunion, it's just...
Well, and the reunion did have diversity, even though some of the actors...
But it doesn't matter if it had diversity or not.
Everything can't be diverse.
Right?
It's like the Sexiest Woman tribute, you know, the what is it?
Maxim. Sexiest Woman Alive.
Yeah, there's a black woman, and she's a very attractive woman. But why is the headline black woman versus very attractive?
Because
woman?
She's the first black woman to be named Maxim Sexiest Woman Alive in the history of doing this.
28 past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On his first foreign trip, President Biden will try to rally European partners and other nations against what he views as a threatening rise in authoritarianism. Biden will meet with the Group of Seven Nations, the European Union, and NATO. The meetings come as the Chinese government seeks to extend its sphere of influence and challenge the U.S. economic domination. A vaccine can now get you some pre-rolled marijuana in the state of Washington. The state's Liquor and Cannabis Board announced on Monday that in an effort to support coronavirus vaccinations, it will temporarily allow state-licensed cannabis retailers to give a free joint to adults who get vaccinated at one of the retail locations. The cryptocurrency industry is increasing its lobbying presence in Washington, D.C. As the Biden administration explores making changes to regulations governing cryptocurrency, the industry is hiring former government officials and ex-lawmakers with extensive knowledge of regulatory processes. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Tyson Prince are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Tyson Prince is taken second, and Mike Allen is moved down to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
A spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here I am, the sexiest man alive on the DJV program, anyway. I'm the only guy here, so I guess I can claim I'm the sexiest,
you win the
right?
Title.
Yeah.
Well,
ooh-ha.
We do have Phil, our producer, so...
Hey, Phil, wait a minute.
We have some coming in strong.
Wait a second. How can you compare me to Phil? That's, you know, it's an age thing.
What are you
thing.
Saying
it's
about Phil?
Not saying anything about Phil, except
okay.
That it's... You know,
Doug's saying it's not a fair battle.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fine job. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I wanted to, but we have such great sports cred on this program. But that we want to go down.
Yeah. My sports producing husband loves when we talk sports.
Really? Good. All right. The question comes on baseball play-by-play. I've said to you when I'm out in my truck or I'm driving around, if there's a ball game, I want to listen to it. I liked listening to baseball play-by-play for whatever the reason. Maybe it's just the Red Sox, but I always have found baseball play-by-play. People say, well, it's very boring. I don't think it is. So one of the things you may not have realized if you're listening to play-by-play is that the announcers are not with the team. Because of COVID, I guess that was it, the pandemic and all of that
yeah.
stuff, they didn't have And so I noticed this the other day when I was listening to the Red Sox game, and the guys are talking about being in Boston, and the game's being played in New York. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you get really... It's sort of damning in a way, because it sounds like they're there. You can hear the ball when it hits, because they got microphones down close to the, you know, to the dugouts, and they've got them close to the various plates. So how is it that it's even necessary, given the technology, because apparently in the booths, the play-by-play guys have all of the camera. They've got screens in front of them for all the cameras that are everywhere in the park. So, you know, there's a camera behind home plate. There's one at third baseline. There's one in the outfield. There's one on first baseline. So you can see all of the angles, and they are watching the cameras, or they're watching on screen the cameras, and not just what's being seen on television, but all of the angles at the same time. So they can tell what's going on as if they were sitting there. And in some circumstances, some of these guys have said they actually can see better what's going on, although they still have these cameras when they're on the road. They have the cameras in front of them as well. The pictures, the screens. So it brings into question, why would you expect to have a play-by-play guy go on the road, except that, you know, they do interviews with some of the players and that sort of thing, which gives it kind of a warmer feeling. But who knew? I didn't know. Maybe you knew, ladies, that the play-by-play was being done. You, the famous one with the famous husband sports producer, he probably...
I did know this. Yeah.
Right. So
I didn't care because I don't like baseball.
But I did care after I heard it the other day. It bothered me until I started looking into it and thinking, okay, well, they can see the same whether they're in the studio and whether they're at the park
the
in Boston or whether they're in New York. It just seems weird. They're doing a play-by-play for a game in New York, and they're doing it from Boston. It just felt weird. So now they're apparently going to go back to, you know, baseball is the most listened to sport on radio. There's no question. You know, the watching a football or listening to a football game on the radio just doesn't have the same sense of being there. Like last night, there was apparently in the Pittsburgh game, the third baseman had a home run, but he lost. He didn't get credit for the home run because he didn't touch first base. So I don't understand what the hell difference does it make whether you are touching the base or not. You got a home run, it's out of the park. Why do you have to touch the bases? Maybe your producer husband can answer that question, Victoria. I don't get.
I lost. What's the question?
The question is.
Go ahead.
There was last night at the Pittsburgh game, mm-hmm. the third baseman, his name is Cabrian Hayes. He hit a home run. And he did the trot around the bases, as they usually do, but he did not touch first base. So the umpire said,
"Oh,
you're out. That was not, you didn't, if you didn't touch the base, you don't get credit for the home run." I would have thought you get credit for the home run if it goes out of the ballpark.
I feel like I learned that in Little League. You have to hit all the bags.
Yeah, you have to run the bases.
Yeah.
Well, but do you have to touch them like that?
Yes.
Yeah. That direct?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Clearly, you're a huge baseball fan.
Well, I don't know. I just think the guy should have gotten credit for it. All these volunteers, the Olympic. Let's get an Olympic update, Victoria. Can we? There's a lot of volunteers that have quit.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be, you know, for the obvious reason.
10,000 volunteers quit. And in every case, like wherever the Olympics are, volunteers play a huge part. They have that, you know, whether it's with the athletes or dealing with fans. I mean, that's a big deal. So to lose 10,000 volunteers is definitely putting a dent in it. But now the latest is that Japan is actually weighing holding the Olympics with spectators. So now it's I don't know. The people in Japan, Japanese citizens, do not want this to happen. It's a huge number, like 80-something percent of Japanese people polled said that they do not want the Olympics to happen. They don't want athletes coming into their country. They've got a huge COVID problem still. And so I'm sure this is going to, you know, be horrible news for them that now spectators might be allowed in. I don't know. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And well, they have a very low vaccination rate.
And aren't there a lot of people who just are not going to participate? They just aren't going to...
Well, the athletes, I think the athletes who've been training, and I understand that, you've been training, you know, working up to this moment, it's already been delayed by a year, so, yeah, I think the athletes will all be there, but I don't know, they might have some infrastructure problems.
Hmm. All right, the Navy is not going to let Cameron Kinley delay his commission to play for Tampa Bay. He's a rookie cornerback. He requested that the Navy delay his commission so he could play for Tampa Bay, and they said, sorry, no.
This is really a weird story because this is other people have had exceptions. There are a couple people in the NFL right now who, you know, played for Air Force, Army, or Navy, and they're allowed to play and defer their service. It's there's no explanation given why this guy can't. I don't know. It's just, it's very strange. He's now appealing to his local senator in Tennessee. He's from Memphis. And, I don't know. I hope for his sake that he's able to overturn this ruling. But because even, I remember, this was like vaguely in the back of my mind. When Trump was still president, he gave some directive, and I don't know who was in charge of doing it, but somebody gave a directive that you can defer your service. Naturally, Trump, the guy who dodged several times the draft. So naturally, he said, oh, yeah, you can defer your service. It's fine if you want to play in the NFL. But that was something that he did make a directive out of. So I'm not sure why it doesn't apply to this guy.
I don't know. It seemed very confusing, frankly, and... So I thought we ought to bring it up and see where it bounces. Maybe it'll end up in our trending section at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. At DJV Show. Don't forget to enter our contest. Send your picture, and it'll be the winner will be chosen at random. Maybe. We'll see. 42 past the hour. The information for those of you who are on the mend, if you will, you've lost a lot of weight and don't feel yourself. You know what happens? All of you have had friends. I'm sure that Jay, you and Victoria have had friends that lost a lot of weight. And if they do it fast, they kind of lose their energy. I have a friend who had the operation and he lost 45 pounds with the operation and he just can't seem to get it together. It has such an effect. It's a shock on your body when you lose that much weight. And you got to do as much as you can to bring yourself back. And that's where Calitrin comes in. Very helpful because it's a special formula that was developed by a doctor and three nurses. Collagen, proteins, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, things that are made, that are put together to help your body repair and rebuild after you. This is, and the standard of quality here is second to none. Certified, approved by the FDA. Tested for quality and purity by several different independent laboratories. It's good for men, for women, for children. Lose weight and keep it off naturally. 24 years of success, 86% success rate, and it's all natural. Nothing in there is ever going to, you can take it if you're on medications. This stuff works, isn't going to interfere with anything. And now, if you use the DJV code when you check out, you don't have to, use 3 month supply is free. And you get free shipping. Check it all out. That's the reason, I think the number one reason to choose Calitrin is because you'll have success. That's what you want, right? The natural way. Check it all out. TopLoss.com is the website. On checkout, save big time with the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and, of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene,
I think there's nothing about this woman that's unattractive. Everything about her is so appealing. The songs, the spirit that she has that surrounds her, just everything about her is so fabulous. Dolly Parton has decided to expand Dollywood one more time, announcing that her theme park in, Pigeon Forge? Anybody been there? How far is that from you, Jay?
Never been to Dollywood.
Yeah. I think it's about a 2.5, 3-hour drive. I could be wrong. It's on the eastern side of Tennessee.
Yep. All right, so they're going to construct a new resort. It's a $500 million deal. So you think Dolly's got a few bucks in her pocket?
It's a popular destination. I know
it
that
is?
Much.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, the Heartsong Lodge and Resort, which comes basically from her song in 1994, they're going to have this open by 2 summers from now, next to the Dreammore Resort and Spa. I've not been there, but I'd like to go. It looks kind of cool. You look at the website, it's a 5-story lodge with themed suites, loft rooms, indoor-outdoor pools, a communal fire pit, 26,000-square-foot meeting space, accommodate gatherings. Yeah, it'd be a good place to have I'm going to a thing this weekend, and this would be a good place to have it, the radio thing. There's just something about her I like. So it was interesting that they're going to expand upon it because everybody wants to sort of touch, be near Dolly. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It is, well, we're back. How about that? 53 after the hour. I know you've been waiting. It seems like a long time through a few commercials. But you know what, folks? It's worth every minute of your waiting because we are so full of it here, so full of information.
We're full of it.
Excited. And we have Chuck Curry to do movie moments right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big finish or big open. I actually do remember this from Back to the Future. It was, this is John Williams, isn't it? Chucker?
No, it's Alan Silvestri, Doug.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, for some reason or another, I don't know why John Williams stuck in my
mind. It's pretty close because I think they live like 9 states apart.
I thought John Williams did the first Back to the Future. I'm with Doug.
No, Alan Silvestri.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Although Steven Spielberg produced the film, he did not direct it. Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump, directed the original trilogy.
I knew Spielberg was attached to it somehow or other.
He was.
That.
Okay. Well, they had that Amblin Entertainment, which was his
Spielberg's production company. Yeah.
Everything was produced through Amblin at that time. You know, I was looking at, by coincidence, I was playing Back to the Future Part 3 at my ice cream parlor last night on my 65-inch 4K TV, and I love that movie. I love the original trilogy. And today I was looking at celebrity birthdays and realized Michael J. Fox was born this day. Believe it or not, he turned 60 years old today, Michael J. Fox.
Who would have thought, given what he's had, what he's lived through, that he'd still be alive and actually still functioning? That's something. That's a lot of credit goes to him for all.
He's had a really good career. I'm, you know, primarily known to a lot of people for the Back to the Future trilogy, but he started at the same time doing the NBC sitcom Family Ties, which is a really good show. He also was on the hit ABC show Spin City, other TV stuff he did, Designated Survivor. He had a part on The Good Wife, Rescue Me with Dennis Leary.
He was very,
Boston Legal.
No, he was a bad guy. He was not liked for his character in The Good Wife.
He also did a movie in 91 called Doc Hollywood that I like a lot.
Yes,
that's a,
very
that's
good
a pretty
movie.
Good movie. A
lot of fun. Yep.
But Marty McFly, a great character. His chemistry with Christopher Lloyd will be legendary in the terms of pop culture movies. And what's interesting about Michael J. Fox, he has that rare quality that a handful have, that very likable, relatable, and ultra-natural on screen. I would say he's like Sandra Bullock in the original Speed had that quality. But Michael J. Fox certainly has that quality in spades. Some other celebrity birthdays of note today, Doug. Johnny Depp turns 58 years old today, whose career has, I would have
Johnny
to say,
Depp
a little bit.
Johnny Depp is 58? Good Lord. Oof. Wow.
Got a big break after doing the TV show 21 Jump Street when he was cast in Tim Burton's Edward Scissorhands back in 91, one of my all-time favorite movies. Actually, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks were offered that role, and those deals, for whatever reason, didn't materialize, and Johnny Depp got that role and really made himself a big-time movie star. And a very, very wealthy man going forward, especially with the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Yeah,
he made a fortune
deal
off that.
Are they doing any more of those, by the way?
They are planning to do another one with Margot Robbie as the lead. Johnny Depp's not going to be involved going forward.
Margot Robbie's going to be the pirate?
Yeah. I like that idea. I think it'll work. Yeah. I really do.
Although that
franchise has sort of been a lot of wear on the tires of that franchise. They've done
the best woman pirate was Gina Davis in that movie that her husband
Cutthroat Island.
Yeah, right. It was silly, but it was.
I like her.
Good at that. Yeah.
And also, Natalie Portman turns 40 years old today.
Wow! Remember her when she was basically just a teenager. And she
did a movie called Leon the Professional. I'm a big fan of, but she won an Oscar for Black Swan.
Yeah.
She's a good talent.
Well, I'll take that to the bank, Chucker. Note to Natalie Portman, Chuck Curry says she's a good talent. All right, we got that carrying forward. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments, every day at this time on the DJV program. Speaking of time, 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.